Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with conservationist Katie Hammond about road cleaning in Louisa County. So this cleanup is in preparation for Ragbri, which will be coming through Louisa County on July 30th. But this cleanup that you've been doing has already begun, correct?
Yeah, I would say yes, that's definitely true. And so the Louisa County Rural Hometown Pride group received a grant from Keep Iowa Beautiful, and we've done two pretty major roadside cleanups already, and will kind of be our third. And so this third one is really going to focus on the Ragbri route, because some of the other ones have been more focused on other areas in the county and kind of wherever people lived by or noticed that there was a lot of trash that they really wanted to focus on and clean up. And so this one will be a little bit more dedicated, I guess you could say, to the actual Ragbri route. And so what we're asking people to do is just kind of travel along the route and find whatever they can find and just pick up really literally every piece of trash, tire, everything. And we do have a little bit of money left from the grant that we can help cover the transfer station fees for some of that.
How many people have you had help out so far?
Let's see. We had 41 at the first event and 56 at the second. So we've had 97 people help. Let's see. So the first one had approximately 22 bags of trash. The second one had 57. So we had 79 bags of trash. We covered 40.9 miles of roadway in the county. We had six big old televisions, 77 tires, and the first one we didn't get a really good weight because some of the people ended up paying for theirs an accident or did other things, or like the DOT picked it up or whatever. But on the second one, we had 1,780 pounds of trash. So that's probably closer to 2,000 pounds of trash. There was also like an old mattress, and of course we recycled a ton of the pop cans. Whoever found pop cans, we let them take them if they wanted and recycle their own, so I don't know how much money was received from them, but we had a lot of stuff that was recycled that way.
So have you noticed that the road has looked better since you did all this?
Yes, I'm going to say yes, it definitely did. And some of us who spent a lot of work helping with those cleanups, we had areas where, you know, we knew that we had cleaned up and we knew what it looked like when we started and we knew what we looked like when it ended. And, you know, it was just night and day difference. And then, you know, a month later, you drive down that road and there's that can sitting there again and you just like want to stop and pick it up. And so I just love how, you know, when people take part in a cleanup event, how they realize how that trash adds up and how bad it looks when it's out there. And then, you know, the more people we can get involved in helping to pick it up, hopefully the less people will be likely to toss something out of their window because they can see the benefits of, you know, how much better it is to just keep it clean in the first place.
So you're going to continue to have periodic cleanups up until Ragbri?
Well, Doug Elam, our hometown pride coach, is the one that kind of lined this up. And so this last one is like not really an organized event. And so basically what we're telling people is we have orange trash bags that they can come to my office and pick up a trash bag, or if they want to get it at a different city, I can get it to, you know, another city hall or something for them, and they can get some gloves and stuff like that, and they can go out and load the bag full of trash, and if they can get it to us or they can let us know where to stop and pick up all these bags of trash, we'll go and get them picked up and take care of the fees for it and stuff. But at this point, we don't have, you know, like enough free weekend time to say we'll do that this weekend and this weekend. We've got, you know, the Swinging Bridge Festival this weekend that we're already involved in helping, and we just had a big event last weekend and stuff. And so staff-wise, we just don't have enough people to really, like, have people out there organizing the whole thing right now. So we're just asking people to go out there and do their part. We're really focusing on Louisa County because it's our home, you know, and so we're not discouraging anyone from cleaning up in Washington County or Muscatine County, but we really want when people come to Loayza County to look at it and go, wow, you know, this place really looks great. It's clean. You've got a lot of really neat features and some really wild areas and stuff, and to just really enjoy it and not feel like they're surrounded by trash or, you know, a lot of junk on the road and stuff. So,
is there anything else that you'd like to let people know?
I guess if anyone is interested in helping with this cleanup and they would like to get one of our orange trash bags or some gloves or a vest to wear for the event, they could borrow that stuff from us, and they can contact the Loayza County Conservation Office at 319-523-8381, or they could email me at lccb@lccb.org.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Katie Hammond. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.